The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Springfest Market Sunday returns this Sunday, and I'll tell you what, it's looking magnificent weather-wise for it, Jules.
I know, like 21 degrees and sunny.
Oh, yeah, bring
perfect.
That on.
Not too hot, not cold at all.
Yep.
No wind. It'll be a beautiful day up there.
So this year you will be once more putting on your ambassador shoes.
Yep.
And being the ambassador for Springfest.
It's a lot of fun being the ambassador because basically on Springfest Market Sunday, all I have to do is go around the lake and enjoy the fruits of the wonderful market stalls.
You get to do all the fun stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
What are some of the things you've done in previous years?
I got to sample some wine. I got to taste some tasty treats. I got to go down the Jumping Castle inflatable slide. I got to pan for gold at the portable Sovereign Hillside.
Back to the inflatable slide. As an adult, that is something you really want to do, but you feel like you can't do unless someone, for some reason, tells you to.
Yeah.
And if you're the ambassador, you have to.
We got the all okay.
I said, no,
you guys head up.
You have to make sure it's safe before the little one's gone. It's just one of your many jobs as ambassador.
You guys cut the line. You go up first.
So last year it was you and Bruce Roberts doing it. And one of the issues you ran into as ambassador is no one really knew who you were, did they?
Well, at one stage, some kids yelled out to us and they were like, Jules and Ross. And Bruce just waved.
I'm like, that's funny.
I think he thinks you're my co-host.
What's it? Now, anyone who's unfamiliar with Bruce Roberts, he's, of course, the news guy, news anchor, which you would think would make him more identifiable.
I would have thought so, but no. So we were riding around on these mini golf carts for a little bit, which was a lot of fun.
I bet.
But at one stage, we copped a little bit of abuse from some people thinking that we were just lazy driving these around. Now, we have been told by the Springfest organisers, this is how you guys are going to get around the lake because you have to cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
Yep.
So that's why they made us, well, they gave them to us.
Were you driving recklessly though, Jules?
I would have thought so.
You weren't. You didn't let the power go to your head and you were just tearing down the path. Biff, get out of the way. Ambassador coming through. None of that?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, we did cop a little bit of abuse.
Yeah. Well, I thought as a way to rectify that this time around is if we had some things to identify you as the Springfest ambassador, that way people would go, oh, there's the ambassador. They're important. They get to have the car.
Yeah.
It's not laziness. It's importance that requires
much
that.
Much like the Popemobile.
Exactly. No one's calling him lazy.
No.
He just needs it for protection. He needs a big bulletproof car so no one tries to assassinate him. Now, I haven't gotten you a bulletproof car because that was expensive, but I'm hoping no one's trying to assassinate you, Jules. But I have made you a sash. An ambassador sash.
Have you used Puff Paint glitter pen on that?
I have. I was very busy. I went to Spotlight yesterday afternoon. I learned a whole lot about ribbons, which I didn't know beforehand, because they don't sell ambassador sashes, apparently.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so I got a thick strip of ribbon and some, what did you call it?
It's like glitter glue puff paint.
Glitter glue puff paint.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's great. You've done very well.
Yeah, well, you might notice I've got Ambassador Zass written in there in very bright silver glitter. But you notice on one end how I've got a smiley face and on the other end
like
a very stern-looking frowny face.
What's that about?
That's the business end of your job as ambassador. You're a friendly, happy, excited ambassador on the right. That's the smiley face. And on the left, that's the I'm not here to
be
trifled with.
Did you stuff it up when you were trying to write ambassador?
That's exactly what happened.
Just put your two and two together.
I didn't do a practice run. Yep. I started doing the A.
Good.
It was coming out all messy, so I abandoned that, had a bit of a practice on a spare strip of fabric, and then just turned it into a frowny face.
Good.
Anyway, there's your sash. Do you reckon you'll wear that one on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. And the crown, that's a nice touch as well. Thank you for that.
Yes, a little crown to wear as I don't think it's customary for ambassadors. Like, I don't think our ambassador over in the US is wearing a crown, but that's their mistake.
Yeah.
How are they going to get respect without
Clearly.
A little tiara?
I know. Thank you for that.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.